Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, Scott Maitland, the owner of the Top of the Hill restaurant, explained to me the other day why he took the risk about 20 years ago to open that business when it looked like all the odds were stacked against him. He just said he didn't want to go through the rest of his life wondering what he might have missed if he hadn't taken that opportunity. But he could have just as well been talking about his latest businesses, and that's the Topo Distillery operating in the former newspaper printing plant on West Franklin Street. Maitland says that most of us here in Chapel Hill still do not know that the town has a real operating distillery producing vodka and gin and a soft whiskey made from North Carolina winter wheat. He told me people still do not realize that the distillery and the brewery deal with agricultural products. He said that is because for the last 50 years, both of these industries were dominated by huge concerns, and the manufacturers were removed from our daily lives. First the craft beer movement of 20 years ago, and now the craft distillery movement provide a way to reconnect these products in our local economy, Scott explained to me. His goal in his handcraft brewery and his handcraft distillery is, to the extent possible, to use organic and local agricultural products. But getting local all the products for the brewery is almost an impossible challenge. Still, most of the ingredients to produce vodka and gin really are readily available nearby. Well, craft distilleries, like craft brewers or breweries, can make higher quality products than their mass production competitors, Scott Maitland asserts. He says people think that all vodkas and spirits are created equal. It's not true. Here's a dirty secret in our industry. 70% of the distilleries do not make their own alcohol. They buy it from concerns that mass produce alcohol. The difference is that anyone who's brewed beer or baked bread knows the yeast you use makes a big difference in the final product. So, if you're a mass producer making ethanol alcohol, you don't know what part of it will end up in somebody's drink or in his or her gas tank. Consequently, you make the choices that maximize the alcohol production rather than the taste. All that's from Scott. Even after further distilling, the bad taste remains. So the distiller has to filter it out. And when you filter out all the bad flavors, you also filter out the good ones too. Well, handcraft distillers like Scott Maitland and Topo can choose their yeast, their raw materials, and use low-volume processes to produce distinct and pleasing taste. And the visitors that Maitland encourages to tour the distillery on West Franklin Street have a chance to compare the taste of the Topo products that Scott makes with those of other popular brand name vodkas, gin, and whiskey. And then they can make their own decision about which one or which ones suit their palates. But Maitland's not worried. He thinks Topo will win every time. This is D.G. Martin.